John, what a second half there. Yeah, I mean, 4 points down coming into half time. You had been playing with the wind and you scored 2-11 in the second half. It was incredible.
It was incredible. Sort of, it was at half time, home truce time, and we knew we weren't happy scoring 4 points with a considerable breeze. And certain points this year through the league and through its own championship, we've had to take games by a scruff of the neck, and we've done that. We have the players to do it. And you know, the last day out, we felt we didn't really cut loose against Carrickmacross. We sort of played a containment game and it got us over the line. We were lucky at times. That second half, it is really about throwing the shackles off and just really going at them, and that's exactly what we did. And whenever we do that, we have some fairly direct players in next big Ren and Harry up front there that, you know, love taking men on, love breaking that line. And whenever we start to do that, we start to get success. And it was a case of attack being the best form of defence for us. And I think our management had told us about how in the third quarter Newbridge had blown most teams away this year in Ulster and in Derry. So we knew there was a danger there. If we didn't do it, we just had to go and throw caution to the wind. And thankfully, it paid dividends, and we got the crucial scores at the right times.
Ryan Coleman, he showed such great courage in running at them in that second half, and then you had Harry in there, a real predator. I think that's 7 goals in the championship he's got this year.
Yeah, he's just got a real knack of scoring goals, and whenever you have a ridiculously pacey acceleration that we saw, I think if you ask any of Throne players about Harry Lawrence's acceleration, they'll tell you about it. He was the top in all the GPS stats this year. So whenever you combine those things together, and I suppose to a certain extent, the likes of Newbridge maybe knew about myself and Colm playing at county stage and whatnot, and the likes of Harry and Ryan probably get that little bit more freedom, and whenever they can cut loose like that and take men on, they'll be a match for any team, particularly at this level. So, that's what we were banking on, and the guys really delivered in the second half.
You've won everything there is, Sean, to win in the game. You've toiled with the club for 20 years. You won nothing until this year. Now you're right on the edge of an Ulster club title.
It almost seems like fate. It's strange that, you know, I've been around so long. I've been playing for the seniors since I've been 15, and 10 minutes after I retire from county, I'm getting the success at club level, and I can now really start to relate to the way players in Cross McGlen and players in Slochney that I played with at Ulster level were talking about the special, you know, the club feeling and the club bond. And to be honest, I never really had that, and now I'm starting to feel that, and what a feeling it is. It's as good as pulling on a Throne jersey on a big day in Croke Park. Coming to a place like here and just having your whole community sitting in the stand, your family, and you know, I had to be honest, the last few weeks I've been at home to the house, and okay, Colm got his All-Star, which is always good as well, but the buzz and the feeling around my own house in Jockalee and my dad and my mum, it's equal to any buzz that was there in a build-up to an All-Ireland. The club and the Moy has really embraced the run that we're on at the moment, and we're just riding the crest of a wave, and I've sort of forgotten that I'm retired from the county. I'm enjoying that much playing with the club.
Sean, from your own perspective, new arrival in the family, yeah. You have an honour in Dublin. You got an honour in Dublin last night by the Throne Association. Now this is a hat trick, is it, this week?
I think baby Sean is watching on, hopefully today. Yes, and it's just a real special few weeks.
Surely,
and
everything's
just sort of going the right direction. It'll not always be like that, but the last couple of months, ever since that dark day in Croke Park against Dublin, I've just sort of tried to get away from that by immersing myself in the club. And the club's the thing that picks you up after those dark days. And since that, it's been blue skies, and I've really enjoyed every minute of it.